Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your real illuminating moment. Many people are being misled straight to hell by Satan and those who knowingly or unknowingly serve his agenda. The scriptures warn us, many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, Matthew 24:11. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple, Romans 16:18. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12:9. One of the most successful deceptions of Satan has been the glamorizing of Christ and Christianity. From preachers to artists to songwriters to contemporary gospel performers, they have all, in some way, glamorized Christ and Christianity. They have attempted to give Christianity a pleasant appearance and public appeal. They have used marketing tools and selling strategies to paint an image of Christ and Christianity that is glamorous, prosperous, accommodating, and non-judgmental. They have written poems that portray God as a weak, trifling God who will not send anybody to hell if they would just accept him and believe that he is the Son of God. A God who is so narcissistic that if you worship him just right, if you pay his tithes just right, he'll make you worldly rich. And it appears that everyone is running after this glamorous Jesus. However, the scriptures warn us that this would happen. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness, filthy gain, and deny, that is to refuse to obey, the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude 1:4. Many have apparently forgotten that God is an awesome God. I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. That is to say, destroyed those who did not trust and obey. Jude 1:5. I think we need to be reminded that God is an awesome God. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10:30-31. God is not to be taken lightly, nor is he something to play with. God is awesome. When God descended on Mount Sinai, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Exodus 19:16. God is an awesome God. The scripture teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7. It appears that we are experiencing the fulfilling of prophecy and a generation of fools. In our present generation, many people do not fear or reverence the Lord Yahweh. They have totally dismissed the true and living God of the scriptures and have manufactured for themselves some fairy tale God, a God that changes, a God that compromises, a God that must wait for us to do something before he can do anything. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. 2 Timothy 4:3. Thus we have fabulous Christian shows, prestigious preaching personalities, mega churches, wholesale salvation by recitation, and a glamorous Jesus. This is all junk. And we need to stop getting drunk on junk. Through the prophet Isaiah, God spoke and called the disobedient preachers of Isaiah day blind, dumb, greedy dogs. Isaiah 56, 10 through 11. John the Baptist called the Pharisees and Sadducees of his day vipers. Matthew 3 and 7. That's poisonous snakes. Jesus called the scribes and Pharisees a brood of vipers. Matthew 12, 34. Do you think that Jesus suffered the personal humiliation, degradation, agony, and pain of crucifixion just for television popularity? Do you think that Jesus endured a horrible scourging to the point of near death so that some phony Christians can live in mansions, own private jets, and indulge their human passions? Do you really think that God so loved the world that he would sacrifice his only son just so some motivational speaker masquerading as a preacher can have a successful television program that deceives many into a false sense of salvation? There are many false teachers masquerading as God's preachers who are award-winning actors and academic giants who speak with theatrical dramatization and verbal profundity, but they are all tinkling cymbals and sounding brass signifying nothing. For unless they are preaching the total, unequivocal, and uncompromising gospel of Christ, they are preaching junk. If they are not exposing sin and calling sin practitioners into accountability, then they are not of Yahweh. They are preaching junk. If they have embraced the world's view of sexual immorality and have accepted the lie that homosexuality is acceptable to God, then they are all liars and false. If they have reversed the gender roles of men and women in the body of believers, whereby women are exercising pastoral authority over men in the body, they are corrupted and confused and have departed from the truth. 1 Corinthians 11, 2-4. 1 Timothy 2 and 12. If you consider yourself a believer and you find yourself offended by these words, you may need to reconsider how you received your salvation, if indeed you are saved at all. For if your salvation is truly from Yahweh, then you will recognize that the things that I say are from the Lord. Many of Satan's angels have distorted the gospel of Christ. They have exchanged God's way for their own and have offered false hope and empty promises to many. They preach a sinner's prayer type salvation, or a salvation without baptism in the name of the Holy Messiah, or a salvation without conviction of sin and true repentance. But even if I, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to what has been preached to us by the apostles of the Holy Messiah, he is to be accursed, condemned for eternal destruction. I say again, if any man or woman is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what is received from the Holy Messiah and his chosen apostles, he is to be damned. Would-be saints have put up with too much glamour preaching for far too long. Many would-be saints have become mesmerized and intoxicated on denominational theologies and religious junk to the point that they are in a state of stupefied spiritual ignorance. They are jumping and clapping and shouting like drunken men over intoxicating beverage. They are inebriated and anesthetized by the deceptive oratory of gifted speakers who have hypnotized their senses to the point that they don't even realize that they are being spiritually starved to death and financially robbed. It is time to wake up and stop putting up with fakers and takers. It's time to stop getting drunk on junk. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminating moment. Keep looking up.
#, power, purpose, on the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network.